Hospitals of the Future, How Investors Impact Medical Technology and Psilocybin Trials. Medical technology has come a long way in treating mental health issues. But what role do the investors play in all of this? Welcome back to the third part of the Your Voice is Amplified podcast by LatestSale.com. This section will summarize how investors have impacted medical technology and how investment in this area can help treat prevailing depressive disorders on a global level.
Let's start by looking at the medical technologies currently available. Today you'll find medical devices for treating depression, anxiety, and other similar mental disorders. The most prominent ones include
Flow Neuroscience, Neuraleaf Relivion, and AlphaStim.
Currently, the market value of the medical device market is $432 billion at a global level. It is forecasted to soar even higher and reach almost $657 billion by 2028. The market growth is not surprising given how fast the world's needs are changing and the rapid spike in mental illnesses. But simply using medical technology is not enough to cure mental disorders. Drug administration is necessary alongside the medical devices. These devices help improve the efficacy of the drugs used in clinical trials. The USA is currently lagging in this regard, as was only granted the funds for its first psilocybin clinical trial in 2021. On the other hand, Australia has already invested more than $3 million to study the effects of these trials.
But the most significant achievement to date has been made by Compass Pathways, the UK-based pharmaceutical company that received a massive fund worth $80 million from a range of investors.